Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After a series of sellout shows, the Drunk Women are live again at the Pleasance Theatre in London throughout spring and summer 2019. You can see them on the 25th of April, the 29th of May and the 4th of July. Go to pleasance.co.uk for tickets, and you can also see them at this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival. More details coming up soon.
Drunk Women Solving.
This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Hannah George and I'm a screenwriter. I'm joined by author and comedian Katie Wilkins.
Hello.
And writer-comedian Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
This is where absinthe meets arson, Negroni meets necrophilia, and Grand Marnier meets Grand Theft Auto. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime. I went to the doctor's and he said, "That is the flattest chest I've ever seen."
Elf or a Viking, and I'm up for it. Sorry, continue.
Which Skarsgård? Which Skarsgård is it? Is it the hot one or is it the other one?
How did I die in the fire?
This is the darkest podcast
we've ever done. To me?
I never thought you would be the darkest guest that we were going to have. I'm like, wow.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Drunk Women Solving Crime. Drunk Women Solving Crime. Drunk Women, now it is the time. Ooh, Drunk Women. Drunk Women Solving Crime. I don't know about you, but I'm shit-faced.
And that was Billie Holiday with the 1921 hit Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Yes. Oh my god, that was amazing!
Yes, thank you!
Thank everyone!
What? Ready for Sauvignon Blanc.
Cheers!
Cheers, everybody! Cheers.
Wait, what year did Billie Holiday sing?
I don't know. I was singing all my life.
Today's guest on Drunk Women Solving Crime is the incredible actress, singer, impressionist, Jess Robinson. Wow, thank you for that intro. That was very good.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for
for charging my glass before and during. hopefully after.
So, Jess, we've only got one question for you. Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I have.
Go on.
Well, it went unreported.
Ooh.
I did.
Unreported crime?
Like 80% of crimes, Katie.
No, it went unreported. But I reported it to my mum, but she didn't believe me because
no
I was quite a careless kid. Basically, I've got flat feet.
Okay.
The doctor said they were the flattest feet he'd ever seen.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, you're going to have to get those out.
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
They just haven't got an arch. Look, flat.
Can I touch?
Yeah, you touch.
Wow, that is flat.
Listen, listeners. That's my foot all flat. And so...
Let the record show that her foot was flat.
I can put them behind my head. just like Forrest Gump, I had to have some orthopedic things.
Oh, wow.
And, they weren't all up my legs and I didn't run because I hate exercise. I had some special insoles. My mum took me to a doctor, got me some special insoles, arch supports.
Ouch. Oh, wow.
That you wear in your shoes.
Yeah.
And they were tailored absolutely to my feet to make me not be...
Who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a girl at school who I often had a bit of a flimp and flimp with.
Wait, that can mean so many things depending where you came from. have a flip and flimp with someone in my school, that's pretty hot.
That's fingering, isn't it?
No, fingering.
We didn't like each other. Mainly she didn't get my sense of humour. So when I did things to her, she didn't like it. But it was fucking funny.
Right.
Okay. So as revenge, I think it was her. It's still not sure, but I heard from the other girls that she put my special insoles in the bin.
Oh.
And they cost Mum a lot of money. And Mum was so angry.
Yeah.
She said, I'm never buying any more for you again. You're stupid losing them. And I said, I didn't lose them. Alexi did it. But no. She was... that's exactly...
Now, you know how accurate that impersonation is, but... Is that like spot on?
I mean,
of your mother?
I do her like this. And my friends do her like this. And I do her in all my shows like this. But she always goes, Jess, you don't sound like that. But she does. She's not as... But...
You sound like the hormone monster on Big Mouth. That's a little niche, but...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You do.
She is a monster, though.
It's Maya Rudolph doing the voice, and that's what it sounds like.
Oh, there you go.
So she threw them in the bin.
That's what the other girls told me. She threw them in the bin.
She just said, fuck you, flat feet.
Yeah, and then... Mrs.
I don't like this kid.
Poor Jessie Flatfeet. Flatfeet for the rest of her life. Never got sorted, did they?
Because your mum wouldn't buy new ones.
My mum wouldn't buy new ones.
I was Hannah Flat Chest with that house. That was my school experience. I went to the doctor's and he said, that is the flattest chest I've ever seen.
That was funny.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Did your mum think you'd got rid of them because you didn't want to wear them?
She thought I'd lost them because I was careless and I did lose. I lost her recorder. Pearwood recorder that I borrowed.
I mean, that is a parent's dream, isn't it? Your child losing their recorder.
You were the best parent ever.
It sort of makes me who I am. An absolute wanker. I can't. But yeah, so... And now I've got troubles.
Did you ever confront her? Did you... What did you do about it?
I did once confront her and... but she wasn't speaking to me and I thought there was something wrong with her and I said, do you want to write your problem down? Oh yeah, I remember this. I said, do you want to write your problem down? And I handed her a pen and then she sort of got it at my forehead and went, I'll write my problem down. And it was really scary. But she kept saying she was a Polish princess and she wasn't, and it really fucked me.
What age were you at this time?
Pretty angry princess.
19 or 20? I think probably about 10.
Okay.
10 or 11.
Oh, what an awful age.
It's the worst.
Like, I love that's the age where you're still pretending that you could be a princess. Like, not you, but no. There's a 10-year-old going, I'm a Polish princess. Right. Hello, can you all start treating me with respect?
Right. Mummy says I'm a Polish princess, yeah.
What would you say to her now if you could confront her about your funny shoes?
I wasn't a clown.
I would say I'm still not sorry that I was a dick to, because it was always funny. I probably shouldn't have put hairspray in your chocolate spread sandwiches.
Wow.
That was a naughty thing to do. Oh, we also used to fart in her locker and then plug up the little holes with blue tack.
God.
Wow.
But she was
so
horrible.
So the truth comes out.
Oh, no.
This is like more of a kind of a mafia feud than a straight out.
I think it was. I'm sure she stole money from me as well.
Is that what you told your mum? When all your money was gone?
Yeah, when I spent it all on booze.
I wish that movie would have been called Fart Locker.
Fart Locker, that's what
that
it should have
been. That would have been so much better.
Okay, careful. Remove the tissue one piece at a time.
I would say...
Call your wives.
And get the blue tag. I'm just killing the tension around the bullying story.
Oh, no. No. She did it back to me too. Mm.
Okay, so it was like a kind
mutual
of
mutual bullying, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were like the middle class mafia.
Yeah.
10-year-old middle class mafia. I would say, fair game, mate.
Yeah.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
Good one.
That deserves a cheers.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Guys, come on. Should we do some
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Solve crime.
I really want to solve one.
Come on.
Oh, but I've sounded like a dick now.
No, you haven't.
I must go to prison.
Oh my God, because the thing is, it's like, we're all like, oh, okay, that's a little bit harsh. This woman killed her own children.
Oh, brilliant!
Shit!
Let's crack in. Let's go to three. Oh, she farted in a fucking locker. Who cares? Come on. Today's true crime, I mean, she didn't just kill her children, she did some other stuff.
Oh, brilliant, abuse.
So today's true crime comes from a woman who went in search of the American dream.
Killing children.
Do you know what?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, in my notes I hadn't prefaced it, but she killed her children.
Oh.
But pretty soon that dream turned into her murdering upwards of 40 people.
Brilliant!
And owning, and I quote, the murder farm.
Oh,
this sounds right up my street. I do love murders. I do.
So,
I got some beer up my nose.
So the name of this lady.
I love murders.
No one ever clutches me in my clown shoes.
By the end of this, will you be able to do all of us? Can you impersonate all of us by the end?
Oh, I wonder. Probably not.
Let's try. Yeah. Okay. Goals. Hashtag goals.
So the name of this lady was Belle Gunness, although she was born Brynhild Paulsdatter Struth.
Oh, and there was me going, Belle Gunness, that's not a real name.
It is not. And she grew up dirt poor in a small Norwegian village of Selbu. Like many others, she emigrated to the States. Taylor, I'm looking at you for this because you're from the States.
Great.
Do you know where a woman from Norway some time ago would have ended up?
Michigan?
Ooh, is Michigan in Chicago?
No, but it is the Midwest. So Chicago's in Illinois, which is a nearby state. In fact, Chicago is right across Lake Michigan.
Then you would...
Now I'm just showing off.
I've heard it's a good
but
pizza.
But yeah, lots of Scandinavian people settled in the Midwest.
And there you go. It was Chicago.
Okay.
And things weren't as easy.
It's a hell of a town.
Well,
Chicago, I can sing too,
Chicago.
Jess. Deep dish pizza's too deep. It's just too deep. Seriously, what's up with that?
A little bit of Chicago humour.
Our two listeners in Chicago will appreciate that.
But Chicago wasn't very good for Belle. She thought she could, you know, come to America, live the American dream. But she started making money through insurance fraud. That's what she did.
Why? How?
Well, that's my question for you. What type of insurance fraud do you think this lady might have been up to?
Oh, life insurance.
Yeah, yeah. If she ends
it's
up,
gotta be.
If it's yeah. murdering, then yeah.
It's obvious. It's exactly what I would do.
There's
big
one
flat shoes. try and get the prints from that police.
There could only be one woman.
I think it was a clown, sir.
Okay, what year? Have we established the year yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
But there's another... Ooh. She dabbled in two types of insurance fraud.
Okay. Ooh.
You got any ideas?
Pet insurance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because animals had rights.
There's one thing Chicago looked after. It was its hamsters.
There's one more.
Pizza insurance.
Yeah. Fire.
Fire, yes.
Oh, did she burn people? I hope so.
It wasn't people, but it was. She certainly set fire to a few houses.
Okay. This woman is fierce.
Yeah, she's... She's a lot. She set fire to things a lot, and she killed her husband's four life insurance payouts.
How many husbands did she have?
Well, we will find out.
Oh, great.
To anyone who knew Belle, it seemed like disaster and tragedy struck her again and again and again.
Oh, my God.
But really, she was behind all of it.
So she's got the whole Black Widow vibe.
Yes, she was one of the first Black Widows, I believe. Although it must have happened before, like...
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, come on, women have been killing their husbands, am
for,
right?
For millennia, yes. So her penchant for murder
I wish
started...
I killed my first husband.
Finished!
So it started when she married her first husband, Mads Sorensen.
I thought it was going to be his name was like Mad something something. I was
Mad Dog.
She should kill him. He sounds terrible.
No, he's just a chap, just a guy.
Mm. Is it okay that I'm picturing Peter Skarsgård? And
yes.
I will be for every
Why
subsequent
are you
husband.
Picturing him?
Just a Scandinavian hottie, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, Peter? Do I mean the other one? Which one's Peter? I'll take any Skarsgård. Whatever. Keep going.
So, Taylor, let's go back to that.
Can
first
I just
question.
Say at this point, I am 1/8 Norwegian. No, wait, I'm 1/4 Norwegian.
I can see that in you.
I can
Thank
see that.
You
too,
could definitely be an elf in that Lord of the Rings thing.
I could be an elf.
You could be Galadriel, and I reckon they had a Norwegian look about them big time.
Yeah.
Kate,
I just didn't know where that was going, but it ended well.
What did you think of?
You could be an elf. I just didn't know which way it was going, but I think
could
it ended
an elf or a Viking, and I'm up for it. Sorry, continue.
So, yeah, any idea when this could have been taking place?
Insurance-y things.
A lot of Norwegians, well, not a lot, but some Norwegians left to become missionaries. Because I know my people's history.
I know 1/4 of my people's history.
Yeah. I want it to be...
Okay, so when was that?
Like 1800s. I think, no, 1700s and 1800s.
Oh, way back.
I think that's
too long ago.
Insurance scams, that's
This
like
is 1900s, maybe.
I think this is 80s. I think it's the 1980s. I nice. Want it to be the 1980s.
It could be.
Or 70s.
It
or maybe 60s.
It was the 1890s.
Nailed it.
So you were spot on. Together they had 4 children. Children. How many children
Which recording is this? We can't say the word children.
They had 4. Caroline, Axel, Myrtle, and Lucy. And they
Axel! Can we pause and appreciate those names? Those are awesome.
I know. I love the name Myrtle. It reminds me of the Wicker Man. Myrtle.
Yeah.
If you've seen the Wicker Man.
I haven't.
That was a very good reference.
I know.
And they had a foster daughter, Jenny Olsen. And then they opened...
Jenny Olsen, I just want a nice life.
I know what happened to her.
Oh, no!
It's cute, though.
Oh, that's not me. I'm just a girl. I had no mom and dad.
Ooh, so, that's like a Sesame Street character. Yeah,
I can't. They have bulging eyes and red fur.
So they opened a store. So they have these 4 children. They opened a store. So bearing in mind, this is a woman who...
A murder store.
Well, yeah, she goes on to kill 40 people.
Oh, my gosh.
What type of store do you think they had?
I thought it was a farm. What's the real story?
This is the first one before they get the farm.
What kind of murder weapon?
What kind of store? Jesus Christ.
I'm going to a food store.
Okay. I'd like it to be a sweetie store. That would be really good. But would they have them back in the 18 watch McCall's It?
I think so.
They would, because you're spot on.
Yes! I want to be a murderer so much.
Yes, she owned
I'm
a...
Weird. I'm sorry.
She owned a sweet shop. You're completely right. Yes. And what do you think happened to that sweet shop?
Poisoned all the kids.
She didn't. She's better than that.
Well, did she take out insurance on the shop and set
it
on fire?
The sweets. I'm sorry.
Jess is just... I'm worried we're giving her ideas. But Taylor is spot on. She set fire to the shop.
Right.
But the marshmallows, yeah.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. And then everyone came.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, right, okay. I'm
drawn by the smell of the delicious burnt sugar.
I read that a different way. That's
yeah,
all.
I didn't yeah. make it clear.
Oh, that's fine.
So she also burnt down her family home at this time.
Oh, no. She's had a terrible time.
Well, she did it. She did it deliberately.
Did she live above the sweet shop?
I don't know, but that would probably make sense.
Yeah.
So, in terms of the murders, she didn't actually kill her husband first. I mean, I've kind of given this away. Oh. Who do you think she killed first?
The little...
Jean.
The little Sesame Street character.
Oh, no, was it me? How did I die? In the fire?
No, it wasn't.
Did I get strangled?
This is the darkest podcast
ever. What happened to me?
I never thought you would be the darkest guest that we were going to have. I'm like, wow. Like, we'll have a whale of a time with Jess Robinson. There'll be some singing.
It was Caroline and Axel. They died from acute colitis, which...
What is that?
Well,
it's really cute.
The thing is, that's what it said they died of. But acute colitis has...
Is that the colon? Do they poo themselves to death?
I don't know. But I believe she, strychnine poisoning, share the common symptoms. So people would murder people with strychnine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it
I just
looks
know it's inflammation
like,
of something.
I think it's like the common symptoms are like tummy ache and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
like ulcerative colitis is like inflammation of the intestines and
all the digestive organs.
Yes.
I had that last week.
Yeah. It was not cute. So then she moves on to the husband.
Oh.
And so she chooses.
Wait, so she's killed two of the kids?
Two of the kids.
What? When I'm still okay. For now.
It slipped past the coroner that it was strychnine poisoning. Yeah. And I guess maybe it was acute colitis, but most people believe that it was strychnine poisoning because
pattern,
of what she went on to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I can't wait.
So when she moves on to the husband, she chooses the day she kills him very carefully. Can you think of what that might be?
His birthday.
Just to be a real bitch about it.
It's the day that the insurance doubles or something like that. Like
ooh,
the...
clever. I was going to say he had his period.
I mean, insurance doesn't double, but it has something to do with the policy.
It's you're spot
increasing.
On, really.
Oh, you're the mastermind of this operation.
Yeah. Who's the real sicko in the room? It's very hard to say at this point.
He died on the day when his two life insurance policies conveniently overlapped.
Wow.
So she got double bubble.
Yeah.
Right. Double indemnity.
So the first post-mortem discovered that he died of strychnine poisoning.
Yeah.
But Gunnis got her own doctor to overrule it and say he died of heart failure.
And you could just do that.
I know.
Just be like,
it's amazing what a blowjob can do. You'll just
seriously
edit that out.
No, because
that's how we give tips to murderers. They need the whole blowjob spiel, otherwise.
No arches, blowjobs.
But there's definitely some currying of favours, whether that was in the fallacial region. I don't know.
It does seem mad that you can just be like, well, this is somebody that's been murdered. And she's like, oh, no, ask this doctor. It's like, is Belle, is that you in a moustache and a monocle? Yes, it is.
America's crazy.
Well, and I don't want to like stereotype Chicago, but it's known as the Windy City. It's a double entendre because it is windy, but that means that it's corrupt.
Oh,
I thought thought you meant windy as in gassy.
No, that's Fart Locker. Yeah, Fart Locker was shot in the Windy City.
So with this money from the double payout, what do you think she buys? I have mentioned it.
The farm.
Yeah. Oh, right.
A nice dress.
some mouthwash.
Arch support.
Yes, she can finally afford orthopedic shoes.
A sweatshirt that says, I love killing.
You probably get
ask
that on Etsy
now. Ask me about
my
Norwegian roots.
Yes, she buys the murder farm. Although that's not what it's called when she bought it.
Cherry tree farm before she kills all the children.
Yeah, God. This was in Indiana. Is that close to Chicago?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's where my other people live.
My other people.
Yes, the neighboring state.
I've got family there.
Still,
that's
showing
the
off.
Bible Belt. That's Mike Pence's state. You can't get abortions there. Well, you can, but they're going to really shut down on that.
Wow. Ooh.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it was a 42-acre farm, and before long, part of it burned down. Of course
oh,
it did.
Oh, no, which part? Not my bedroom. It wasn't me corn in the fire, was it?
Not yet.
Oh,
she climbed.
This is going to haunt all our listeners.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Especially when they turn the podcast off, but they still hear the voice. In their wardrobe.
So she claimed the insurance money for this as well. Do you think she marries again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got her. She's only had one. She's
sure
got a preview.
She does.
Everyone needs at least two.
And yeah, because now we need the Skarsgård that I meant, which is the other one from Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
what's
yes.
his name? Big fan.
That sexy guy.
Big
That's
fan. He doesn't
name.
Need a name.
I mean, he does hit around Nicole Kidman quite a lot in that. If you really fancy him in that...
Oh, that, I'm sorry that that is my reference point for him, because
okay,
he's abusive.
So
okay,
on April the 1st, which I think is kind of a hilarious day to get married anyway, in 1902, she married Peter Gunness, a local butcher and widower. He has two daughters.
Will you be my daddy?
This is a different one.
Oh.
But what do you think happened almost straight away after they got married?
The daughters die!
She's a monster.
I got excited.
And I'm talking about Jess. I mean, this woman is long gone, but this one is to my left.
Had some Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, soon after the wedding, whilst under Belle's supervision, one child died under mysterious circumstances.
Bet it was a dick, though.
But what kind of mysterious circumstances?
Mm.
I mean, I don't know, but Peter knew something wasn't right and sent his eldest daughter, Swanhild, which is a great name, by the way, to stay with relatives.
Wow.
But it's a bit much, isn't it? Rather than divorce this woman, he's just like, oh, I'll probably just keep my daughter away from her. She seems a bit murdery.
Yeah. Wonder what she looked like.
Well,
tell
she
me.
Was 6 foot and she weighed...
Had a big penis.
Yes.
Very stupid. Come on now. Calm yourself, please.
She weighed over 200 pounds. I don't know... Is
what
that
is
a lot
that
for someone?
Stone? What is
I know.
That in stone?
So we're trying to build a picture and we're not quite sure. But she's quite big.
You and your stone.
Well, what is it in kilos then?
It's when if you're 6 foot, that's, I mean, you know, that's she's not a supermodel skinny, but it's also not, she's not like...
She's not like...
I wouldn't want to meet her in an alley, mostly because of all the things you've told me about her, regardless of her height and
so
weight.
So Peter sends his eldest daughter away, and he should have stayed away as well.
Oh, no.
Because in December of 1902, he died. Now, how do you think he died? Clue, it wasn't necessarily strychnine poisoning.
Combine harvester.
So he's got a butcher's kit, so she's now got access to knives and axes.
Oh, that's a dreadful amount
minces.
To clean up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mince
then
him.
It's also a good way to hide a body.
Yeah, Fargo.
Oh,
yeah.
The first Sweeney
the TV
Todd.
Series, not the film. Or the, yes, precursor.
Do you know what? This is, you're actually sort of quite accurate because it was a meat grinder.
Yeah.
Wow.
But right. Rather than what you're thinking, apparently it fell off the kitchen shelf and onto his head.
Oh.
So it's more of a Laurel and Hardy type thing.
That's where you have to be careful with those meat grinders.
And apparently I read somewhere as well that he also a jar of hot water fell on his head.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you sometimes read things, you're like, I don't think that's accurate.
He's got the worst luck.
Yeah. It's like, do you know where I keep my jars of hot water? On a shelf next to the meat grinder.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
very weird.
Isn't it odd?
I'm disappointed in her at this point.
For moving on from strychnine.
You're just doing such a silly, clumsy job.
So
yeah,
is that actually...
She's suspicious.
I mean, I don't get this. So if he died of, like, the impact of a
so
meat
he died
grinder,
of head wounds.
But was she on top of the shelf, like, pushing it over?
Like a naughty cat.
Or was this a genuine tragedy in the middle of a lot of murder?
Oh, Taylor.
Sorry. Okay.
No, I mean, I imagine she smashed him over the head with it and said it fell off.
But what about the hot water in the face? That must have been like boiling water in his skin and all bubbled up and pustuled and looked really terrible.
Definitely.
Or did that happen before or after, I wonder?
Well, yeah. Do they know which one happened first? I suppose they didn't have...
I think she threw it in his face and he went, ah! And
then
she was like,
see.
no!
Yeah.
And then hit him. Why didn't she burn him? She should have just done that.
Well, I mean, I guess they needed a body because she was married to him. She wanted the insurance money.
Oh, yes, of course.
So there was an inquest, but they couldn't pin it on Belle. So she got away with murder again.
Did she get her own doctor again?
I don't know. I don't know the complete details, but I guess in those days it was so hard to... It's like, well, she says that it fell on his head. And they're like, well, yeah, probably did. I mean, I'm not
like,
really
very
good at policing.
Busy. We'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Here's your indemnity.
Also on a farm, there's just accidents all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Probably just be like, it's another farm tragedy that happened in the home.
So in the months
Instead
that followed...
Which is where usually the farm accidents happen, but we just don't have the time.
So Belle realised...
We're the Indiana Police. What a shitty show that would be, like, Indiana Police.
Yeah. Oh, you say it fell from the shelf? Okay.
No police have any money now, so everything is like, okay, well, we'd like to follow it up, but we don't have the money for it, so we'll just assume that's fine.
Well, that's pretty much what happened here, I think. And the months that followed, so say if this is a bit of a kind of, bit of a question for sort of knowing what we know now, having done all of these episodes before, Belle, had she been found guilty, there was a reason at this moment in time why Belle couldn't be...
Prego.
She was pregnant,
But she couldn't be what?
Hung. Well, that she couldn't be hung if she was found guilty, if you see what I mean, of murder. So 6 months after Peter's death, Belle gave birth to his son, Philip Guinness.
Oh, jeez.
Philip!
Now she's killed two of her husbands. She's not going to marry again. She's not an idiot. She realises there'll be a pattern.
There's no more Skarsgårds.
There's no more Skarsgårds.
There's just two.
That was her logic. And she... But she does find a way of attracting more men and doing some more murders.
How?
So she took their money just from them and murdered them and lured them to her farm. Any ideas how she did it?
Prostitute.
She needs farm labourers.
That's a good one. It involved a newspaper.
She needs journalists to interview her about her
guys that
her
needed
farm
to be toilet trained? I don't understand.
How about... Did they have Lonely Hearts columns?
Yes, they did!
Yeah.
Well done!
Ooh, I'm horrible.
Because that was
That's
a bit of it.
Good.
And I was like, oh, wow, she's going for this, Belle. She placed ads in newspapers in the Lonely Hearts section. asking for wealthy men to come to her farm.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd write them letters.
That sounds innocent enough.
She'd write them letters and convince them to bring some money with them and say, don't tell anyone you're coming. So do you think any men did this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Oh, amazing. God, this is olden days Tinder. Oh.
What do they think they were bringing the money for?
I think...
impressive?
I read one thing saying that she was... selling them she apparently was selling them a bit of the farm.
It was
but...
Tinder. It was like, yeah, you're gonna get some.
You're gonna get some. Also, I've got some very fresh Granny Smith apples. They're $20 a pop.
But yeah, lots of men came and were never seen again. I didn't mean it like that. But they
probably both.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, she'd apparently poison them with food or hit them over the head with a meat cleaver.
Wow, she's really liking hitting them over the head.
And then coroners, or she buries them herself?
What does she do with the body?
Yeah.
I mean, this was my next question.
Plants them. And grows potatoes in them.
Did you grow up in the countryside?
Yeah, I did actually.
I mean,
so she's on a farm.
Yeah.
Grinds them up.
Feeds them to the animals.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Silence of the
Lambs.
Is
that right?
I don't know. I wasn't actually
there. Is that the right answer?
I wish I was.
Did she feed them to the animals?
She fed them to the pigs.
Brilliant.
This is so Silence of the Lambs.
It is, isn't it? Or she'd bury them in the hog pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that horrible sequel, Silence
with the
of the Lambs. Yes.
Like,
Oh,
so
awful.
The kids, right? Which kids have we got remaining? We've got Jenny.
You're still
got,
alive.
Who's the other one?
The other one,
little baby Phil.
Philip.
And who grew on to be Dr. Phil on the Oprah Winfrey show.
The sister that got sent away is alive.
Yeah, she's alive. So
I'm suspicious.
Two of her first four are still alive. The baby's alive, and the adopted one's alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where we were.
Have I missed a voice?
You're alive.
Philip, Jenny.
Yes.
Suspicious away.
And then who's the other one?
The two of the original four. The Sesame Street adopted one.
Yeah.
And the new baby is alive.
Yeah.
Got a deeper voice than it says to me.
I'm baby Phil. I'm gonna fuck you up.
just the two of them. I've gone silly.
Phil is quite a tough name.
So basically, even for
it's gone weird, hasn't it? Always turn it weird.
Even for Belle Gunness, she suddenly realised that everything was about to catch up with her, and I don't know what it was that sort of sent her going like, right, I need to do something about this. But she decides that this hustle is over. So what does she do?
Burn the farm.
Burn up, yeah.
Oh, you got there first.
Yeah.
I just said it louder, I'm sorry.
She only has two settings, like kill and burn.
Yes.
Kill and burn.
Yeah, so she burns her farmhouse to the ground with her children in it.
No! So the last four die. The only
kid to survive her was the kid that got sent away.
I'm far away now.
Right, let's not be dicks.
So the town's authorities found the bodies of Belle's three children, Lucy, Myrtle and Philip. They also found the corpse of a headless woman thought to be Belle Gunness.
No.
Do you think it was her?
No.
Decoy corpse.
Mm-hmm. How is she alive if she was headless?
Well, apparently...
It was a Lonely Hearts lesbian column.
Ooh.
Am I right?
No.
Oh.
But that would have been a good way of doing it. What they did is... they found some dental bridge work belonging to Gunness, so authorities deemed that this was proof enough that it was her. A man turned up looking for his missing brother... and said he went to visit the farm to meet a woman and never returned. So he didn't, he told his brother, which he shouldn't have done, according to Belle. So the sheriff searched the farm for him and found another 11 bodies buried in the hog pen.
Ooh.
Wow.
And one was Gunness's foster daughter, Jenny Olsen.
No!
Who had been missing since 1906.
Wow.
And that's who the headless body was?
No, the headless body was, in theory...
A man dressed as a woman?
Well, it was in theory... I mean, they would have noticed.
I don't know. Shall not if his willy had burnt off.
Belle Gunness. So the Belle Gunness person was a female. She was 6 foot. She was about the same size.
Yeah.
So that initially they accused her farmhand and lover, apparently Ray Lamphere, of doing all these murders and setting fire to the house and killing Belle and killing all these people.
Wow.
But then he...
So she had a lover.
Eventually admits that Belle was the killer and had killed everyone and had faked her own death.
Wow.
Right. Days before the fire, right. They had travelled to Chicago and brought someone back.
Who do you think that person was? Oh, my goodness.
The decoy corpse.
Yeah.
So they just found someone
they
6 foot.
They found a tall woman. Katie, it would have been you. Oh my God, one quarter Norwegian.
No. Thank God that was lucky.
That was too close, you guys.
Thank goodness you didn't live in that era or in that location, Katie.
And I'm only 5'10".
Yeah, they found and brought back someone that they said were going to be a housekeeper.
Oh.
And she was to become Belle's headless body double in the fire.
I don't like this woman. I'm just going to throw that out there. Jess, we know you love her. And that's your
so you're
stuff.
You're not Team Belle.
I'm not Team Belle. I'm,
do you
from
ever
the beginning,
like any of the murderers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Definitely.
What's wrong with this one?
She's got a kind
her
of
motives
of children.
Are terrible, and she's killing children. If there's like a... If somebody's been abused and put upon...
And they kill their tormentor.
Yeah, that's all right. But what...
But yeah, anyway.
Was she rich?
She sort of made money here and there from the insurance fraud. But, so, you know, this is just the testimony of the farmhand who says, you know, oh, we went to Chicago, we brought back a housekeeper, blah, blah, blah. Do you think it was Belle, the headless corpse was Belle, or do you believe what he said?
Oh,
what,
no.
So there's a chance
her.
That he's done a whole kind of switcheroo thing and he could actually be instrumental in this.
He
could have killed Belle to stop it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he could have done.
And yeah, and then it's the housekeeper that's got away.
Well, so they didn't...
But she goes on to kill.
Well, this is what... So what happens next, and this is the end of the story, is that like... Sorry, so guys. There was some... They did some DNA testing in 2008 on the corpse or something, or I don't know exactly what they did, but it was inconclusive, so they don't know for sure whether it was Belle or not. But one thing...
Fucking science.
Shit.
One thing that made people think that she was still alive was that in 1931, a woman named Esther Carlson died in Los Angeles while awaiting trial for poisoning a man. She looked like Belle Gunness and was of a similar age.
Oh,
and apparently had photographs of three children that resembled Gunnesses in her possessions.
No.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And wait, so she had further children. If it was this woman, then she went on to have more children.
Or she kept a photograph of those children that she killed.
Mm. Oh, sorry, she had a photograph.
Yeah, photograph.
Oh, what?
I know. So, I mean...
That's like a creepy Zoom end of the film. Like,
yes.
She got away.
Yeah. It's a great film. Isn't it?
It's not a comedy, Jess. I know that's how you'd write it.
Damn. I put some musical numbers in it and stuff.
It could be a good musical.
I just want my mommy, but this one looks real nice. I'm sure she's not a murderer. You know, that's what it
I mean, which Skarsgård? Which Skarsgård is it? Is it the hot one or is it the other one? to be honest, that's we don't know if she died in the fire. We don't know if she went on to poison another man.
We didn't die in the fire. I was burning because the insurance waning.
Anyway, cheers, guys. That was Belle
Gunness. I loved her.
Jeez. Drunk women solving crime.
Okay, so what we do at the end, we do a listener crime. And we've just literally today had an email from one of our... listeners in
she's
the...
called Belle.
Yeah. She is not happy with the way she's been portrayed. And this happened, so this is great because this is an email we got from a lady who was a victim of a crime whilst listening to Drunk Women Solving Crime.
No!
Yes, which is kind of crazy. So she says, "Hey, Drunk Women, I need you to solve a crime for me. I was listening to your latest podcast this Wednesday whilst delivering for Uber Eats. I parked my car in front of a customer's house and brought their food to the door. I had my key fob in my pocket, but left the car running since it would only be a second.
Oh,
when I walked down the driveway a minute later, my car was gone."
Oh, fucking hell.
bike was left in its place. I ran to the customer's house and had them call 911 since my phone was in the car. An officer arrived and let me track my phone on Find My Phone site and sent officers to its location. 15 years later. They do not act fast in the States. 15 minutes later, my car was found parked in an apartment complex parking lot. The thief left my phone, debit card, and other valuables in the car, but took my purse that only contained cheap makeup. The officer took fingerprints, but I wonder if the drunk women can solve this crime. Who stole my car? And why did they take my purse but leave my valuables?
I know why.
Go on.
Wait, was it a push bike or a motorbike?
I don't know. Didn't say.
Well, it was a lady cycling on her way to a, her car broke down and she really needed to get to a posh party at this apartment. And if she was late, her husband would not get the promotion and he has to get the promotion. So she knows she's going to be late. Fuck, she's forgotten to put her makeup on. What's she going to do?
Oh.
She's just going to, like, have an awful time. So, oh my God. And then she drives past. And it's like in slow motion. She sees the empty makeup bag lying. And so she decides, oh, and the car's right. It's there. It's there. It's like a beacon of hope. Her husband has to get this job or they're going to lose the kids to social services. Don't ask me why. So she gets in the car. She does her makeup all lovely. She's not a bad person. She's just in a rush. She's just in a real bad rush. And so she does her beautiful makeup in the mirror and thinks, oh, I am a little bit naughty, so I will take this lipstick because it really suits me. But I will leave everything else and I'll get my husband that promotion.
Yay!
Wow.
Yes. I mean, I feel like that's solved it.
It's most thorough.
Wow.
I don't know why it just came to me. I think I'm psychic.
Yeah. I think you're Richard Curtis. I feel like he would have written that.
Oh, yeah, she falls in love with another man on the way.
Oh.
And when she gets there, the husband's dead. And so she can go off with the other man.
I hope that answers your question.
I'm just glad that we might have a new fan. I'm just glad that we might have a new fan.
Oh, they finished the episode.
Finish the episode on the way.
Oh, yeah, she would have been listening to
Actually,
women.
This is so good. I don't think I have the stomach to steal from this Uber Eats driver.
Yes, that's right.
But I am going to give some makeup to my roommate because she's out of blusher.
And while she was driving to the apartment, she probably listened, didn't she?
Yeah. Actually, it's probably the Uber. What is the rival company in the States? I can't remember. It's probably a rival.
Uber.
Delivery. Oh, wait, no.
Flight. Life. Lyft.
Yeah,
bum.
Lyft. It's probably
Lyft
like,
bum.
It's the CEO of Lyft.
Oh,
yeah, no, I like Jess's. Let's stick with Jess's.
No, I like yours.
Husband needs a promotion.
It would be if it was Richard Curtis. She doesn't even get any lines. She just steals a car. And then
oh, yeah, no lines. No lines allowed.
Well, before we go, Jess, do you have anything that you would like to tell us about?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, when I was with my therapist, I'm doing a joke. Said I was really needy. No, I mean, that is true as well. I'm on tour at the moment.
Yes.
I'm on tour with my show called No Filter, because I have none. Don't know if you noticed. What? And if you live in the UK, I'm going there. I'm going all around it, everywhere in the UK. And it's full of music and impressions like Britney and Cheryl Cole and Kate Bush and loads of people. And come along and see it and you'll have a wonderful time. We'll all live happily ever after. I won't murder you. I might hug you.
Yay!
There you go. Brilliant. Thanks, Chris Robinson.
Say.
Go on.
You can get tickets at www.jessrobinson.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
Hi.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.